right, we've got some big college football games on deck this weekend. We can start with Georgia, Florida, as I've been told you have to say.
Florida, Georgia, yeah. Florida, Georgia game.
How are you going to be feeling after this weekend?
F comes before G. I'll be fine because hopefully we'll have a Falcons win. No, wait, what? The only thing that can change my mindset at where I'm at today about the college football season as a guy that pulls for Florida is if Florida was to win. Like, if Florida loses to Georgia, nothing changes about what I think. Now, if they get beat, 70-3, I would say maybe the progress I thought had been made has not been made by Billy Napier and the program. But I'm not going to sit here and just lie to you. I don't expect Florida to win. If Florida won, I'd be sitting here Monday morning saying I'm shocked, because I think Georgia in every way, shape, or form is a better football team. And I'm not sure anybody that doesn't. And it has nothing to do with, you got to have faith in your team. That has nothing to do with it. I'm realistic. Georgia has recruited better for the last 10 years. Georgia has better coaching for the last 10 years. Georgia's had better, they've had better facilities. Everything has been better about Georgia's program the last 10 years than Florida's. And there's not, that is reality. That's not a fan. That's not me just playing down to what Florida is. That is reality of where these two programs are. And I would dare anyone to tell me that I'm wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you. And look, there's a couple of different ways to look at this. First of all, Kirby Smart was very complimentary of the way Florida has played recently, right? They're playing like one of the best teams in the country or the best teams in the SEC or whatever it is. I think that's interesting to think about because I think you've probably seen that. I don't know if they're playing like one of the best teams in the conference, but he was very complimentary in saying that. And I think there's a lot to be said about the coaching job that Billy Napier has done recently,
well,
right?
And listen to Kirby say that, because exactly what you're talking about is exactly what he had to say.
You know, I think they're playing their best football. I think they have a really, really good roster. A lot of players we've recruited and recruited against them, but they're playing their best football, and obviously a talented group, really a lot of great size across the front on the offensive and defensive lines.
So Kirby, again, paying some, respect to Billy Napier and the squad when they haven't even had the best season, as Bo, I'm sure you know very well.
Yeah.
But still, that's kind of what you expect from Kirby Smart, because that's what he does.
And he knows Billy, and he understands the situation Billy's in. And I think you're right. I think the progress, the team I saw play September, whatever, against Miami at home is not the team I saw play against Kentucky at home last week. It's not even the team I saw, against A&M in week three. Is not the team I've seen the last few weeks. They have progressively gotten better. I heard, I'm not sure if you heard this, I know you know some people now, I heard that basically during the bye week, I think it was Rusty Manziel on the Steakhouse this other day, that I don't want to credit him if I'm wrong, but basically during the bye week, Billy was like, none of this is working. We're blowing up what we've been doing, and we're going to do it this way. Yeah. And you have to challenge these kids. I just don't. That doesn't mean I think they're going to go in there and even play four-quarter game with Georgia.
Well, the question I was wanting to ask was, do you think even with a close loss that Billy Napier can salvage his job?
Yeah,
at Florida?
Yeah, I do. I think right now Billy Napier is closer to being the head coach at Florida today than he has at any point in the last 6 months in reality. And that sounds weird.
I agree with you.
People are like, what do you mean 6 months? Because basically that Miami game, if they didn't win that game or play well, he was on the chopping block. And then he had a dud against A&M. Look, it turns out that two of your three losses are to teams that are, 13 or 14 and 1? I mean, there's one
loss
between.
We knew they were going to have a tough schedule.
And the other one is Tennessee. I'm sorry. You've lost the three games you've lost are the teams with two losses combined, okay? Tennessee's got one loss. A&M's got one loss. Miami's got one loss. And they're all in the top freaking 10.
Yeah.
So the reality is you haven't lost to bad teams. You just lost in a bad way to two of them, and then you went on the road. The Tennessee game was a big turning point to me for the Florida program.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And you said this the other day. You said you hate the word eye test, but the bottom line is a lot of times this season when they have lost, they have failed the eye test, and that has not been recently, right? That I think they, as in terms of the eye test and getting better in the coaching job that he is doing, I think he has started to kind of pass the eye test here recently, and I think it's important that Kirby Smart kind of noted that in his comments about the game.
The reason I don't like the term or the phrase eye test is because it's very broad. I don't know what do you mean eye test? Are you looking at a score and saying, well, they played that game close because of the score, and that game was not close, so they must have sucked there and been – because that's not always how it works.
You just think there's multiple definitions when people talk about the game and talk about eye tests.
Yeah.
Multiple definitions.
What I've watched is – I've watched play calling change, okay? This is a team that suddenly went from dink and dunk to – and it's not all about who's at quarterback, but it's about – last year, all they did was throw intermediate to short passes. They had like six explosive plays all of last year in the passing game alone, Florida did. This year, it is at least, I think it's tripled. Hell, Lagway was completing, I think he only had like 8 or 9 completions, and he had 200-something yards. It was like a 37-yard clip per pass attempt or completion. So they've progressed there. They've started winning the line of scrimmage where they're running the football better. Defensively, they have tackled better. They have also not allowed teams to run as well as them. So there's so many facets of the game that they have improved in. When I hear people say I just don't know what are your eyes seeing?
Right. Would you rather use stats?
I would rather them explain what they're saying. Eye test to me is a cop out.
So you feel like people just say it.
They say it
and don't back it up with anything. Because I always interpret it as who you've played and maybe the environments that you've played in. That's kind of what I don't use that terminology, but that's kind of what I think of when I hear people say, oh, they passed the eye test. They were able to beat such and such on the road, or they face, you know, XYZ. That's how I look at it.
I'll give you my definition of it because obviously I look at it a different angle as we all do. Like, the numbers of like Alabama's secondary at the Tennessee game weren't bad, right? But you also look at anybody who watched the game knows that Nico Iamaleava missed like 5 wide open streaking wide receivers down the field. And so I'm looking at it going, yeah, the numbers for the secondary looked improved almost after Bama played Tennessee. But my eyes are telling me that the stats should have been way worse than that. And I think that that is one of the things I take into contest when I say eye test. Like, you might trip a guy, or he might trip over his own feet at the line of scrimmage, or am I Nate Landman meeting a guy in the hole and blowing the play up? That is passing the eye test to me.
And I think I think when you can explain the eye test.
Right.
Put
it in context.
But when you just say, well, the eye test says they're not that good of a team.
I'll just retire the use of that word.
Yeah, on this show, I think we can.
Mind it.
But the reality is I've seen Florida get better. But when you look across the field, Georgia just played the best game all season. That might be the best game they've played since the middle of last year. I don't count the Florida State game. That game was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But Georgia looked every bit as the premier program in college football against Texas. And they still didn't play their best game offensively.
You're coming off of 3 wins in a row since you lost to Alabama, and you're also coming off a bye week as you go into this game. So I think they have to be feeling pretty good about themselves. I know Kirby Smart did talk about how they took some time to reflect and kind of look at who this team is. And so maybe we'll see them back in the SEC championship game on the way if they keep rolling like this.
Yeah, I know we got to get out of here, and we'll talk a little bit of Falcons before Life of Squid next segment. But can you really judge Billy Napier and the coaching job he's done when he starts a quarterback in his 3rd start going against one of the most talented defenses in college football, one of the best defensive coordinators in the last 20 years of college football? Like, that's the thing for me. I think Florida right now, Mike, is good enough to catch somebody in this tough stretch. Who they do it with, who they catch, is going to be the telltale.